I'm James Kachalka. I'm the first cartoonist laureate of Vermont, and I live in Burlington.
And I hope in perpetuity, which won't be the case for me. I'm Sidney Lee. I'm the poet laureate of Vermont. I live on the opposite side of the state, Newbury, Vermont, south of St. Johnsbury.
Vermont Double Laureate Team Up is a comic book. It's a collaboration between Sidney Lee and myself. There's two stories. One comic is I took one of his poems and put it into comic book form. And then the other story, I just drew a comic with no words and gave it to Sid, and he wrote this amazing poem to go with it.
The first story involves the Connecticut River log drivers. These are men and women who would be 120 or 130 if they lived now. And I handed it to James, and he sent me back the rough sketch. What really astonished me was that the renderings he did so closely resembled the men that I remembered working on the log drives. That was just stunning to me, and it remains that way.
Well, I used the tone of your poem to guess at what they might look like. But also based it on my memory of old Vermonters up in the Northeast Kingdom from when I was a kid.
It's called Garnet and Leon in December. Garnet's wrinkles would hold a week of rain. His knuckles are small white onions. Each yarn of each sounds like farewell. Here in December, afternoon like night, when Garnet feeds chickens, he hears more than sees them. Leon clenches his pipe and puffs with them all to his woodpile, at the bottom of which I long to imagine a dark iron spike in a log which the fabled river drivers followed downstream till it ended here. Stars grow sharp to announce the cold. The cold, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Leon inhales and studies the wood. Garnet's face could hold the flood.
So I broke that up into comic book panels, basically following the way that he had broken up the lines in the original poem. And then, just to make it look more like a comic, I added my own word balloons. And Sid, I asked permission, because if I'm going to change his stuff like that, I wanted to be sure he was okay with it.
You know, he sent it to me electronically, and I said, that's just a wonderful job. I couldn't be more pleased. And I thought the whole thing was over. And then he said, well, it's your turn. And then he sent me these four blank panels, and I had to respond in some way to give captions that would make sense of what he had already drawn.
I have a series of children's books called Johnny Boo. And Johnny Boo is the best little ghost in the world, and he has a best friend and pet ghost named Squiggle. So this piece has Squiggle in it without Johnny Boo. And I just drew Squiggle floating gently through the air. I drew the street that I live on, a hill near my house, a stop sign near my house, and then Squiggle floating out over Lake Champlain. And I gave those four panels to Sid.
I took the final floating over Lake Champlain as a kind of liberation. I'm not really sure why, and it doesn't matter. Call Tonight's the Night. Squiggle's life has just been his life, not good, not bad. Extremes haven't factored into that life in the least. The town, so trim and neatly barbered, has never especially depressed him, much less enraged him. He has always greeted whomever he meets with exactly the same bland daily smile. Yet Squiggle has harbored the thrilling suspicion that, should he dare to, he could flip out or even calmly raise himself up and over those fences, these carefully tended lawns and clapboards and serried shingles, this roadbed tar with its shimmers of heat, and into a wider field of view and sense. Tonight's the night he'll try. The summer evening lisps at him by way of the winds, and the winds have words that he can't make out, at least not yet. The grasses below in a pasture he's known, if only in dream, persistently whisper their cryptic articulations of a language he craves, no matter his past, in which the neighbors have always believed that Squiggle heard rumors spread by a world they never imagined and never will. Of course, their claim is that they've acted for Squiggle's own good in doing their best to stop him from hearing too clearly What? He doesn't know. He doesn't know. Indeed, it's the very unknowing that moves him, that dots what had been the night's blank slate with stars, exquisite punctuations of a sweet, exciting, drawn-out sentence he's flying to hear, a sentence transforming the very waves of the lake, the mountains, those stolid mountains, to vessels of light. The landscape is suddenly lit from within. Squiggle's smile turns to open grin.
All art forms have a lot in common with all other art forms. You can make comparisons between comics and poetry. You can make comparisons between dance and painting, rock music and comics.
I agree, and I think lyric poetry and cartooning may have a lot more to do with one another than I had ever imagined, and I learned that by way of this wonderful collaboration.